This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the Bush administration is reviewing its evidence linking Osama bin Laden to the September 11th attacks on New York and the Pentagon. Powell made the comments this morning at a White House news conference.
As we talk to our friends and allies around the world, and as we get more in cooperation, more information is coming in with respect to his activities and the activities of this network. Most of it is classified. And as we look through it, we can find areas that are unclassified, and it will allow us to share this information with the public. We will do so. That would be our intent, but most of it is classified.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is here. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Did Powell give any indication when the government is likely to release the evidence?
Well, yesterday he said in the near future, meaning a matter of days. Today he wasn't any more specific than that. He did say the evidence leaves no question that bin Laden and his network are responsible for the September 11th attacks. As far as releasing evidence to the public, obviously there's concerns about releasing information that might compromise intelligence sources and methods, which have been described as somewhat limited already in that region. But there is a widespread desire to see something concrete, especially among America's allies, including moderate Arab states, who some of whom are walking a very fine line in supporting this U.S.-led response.
Is the public evidence enough to satisfy those allies?
Well, that's unclear. In fact, there's some indication that there may be a second document that would not be released to the general public that would include some of the classified material, and that might be shared with certain allied governments. It's possible that the amount of information shared could vary from government to government.
The crop-dusting planes were grounded yesterday. Has that been extended?
It has. The FAA imposed the ban yesterday for reasons of national security, blocked operations of crop-dusting planes in the 48 contiguous states. That has now been extended through today. This was originally requested by the FBI, and they said they were acting about out of an abundance of caution. The concern, of course, is over the possibility of chemical weapons attack. We've seen a couple of reports by papers in Washington and Florida about Middle Eastern men at the Belgrade Airport in Florida asking about crop dusters. What kind of chemicals? How much do they hold? Are they easy to fly? One of the men was later identified as Mohammed Atta, and he's the man that the FBI believes was one of the hijackers of the planes that hit the World Trade Center. There's also been reports of a crop dusting manual discovered among the possessions of another man believed to be linked to the Al-Qaeda network. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld was concerned but general yesterday when he said you can't be sure that this kind of attack is specifically planned here, but the government has to suspect it and has to be on the alert for it because states on the list of those sponsoring terrorism have access to those kind of weapons and they're known to have had contact with terrorist organizations.
What else do you have on the investigation?
We have some arrests and some releases, actually. In Yemen, a man was picked up carrying three sets of identification, all with different names. He's the latest of 21 in that country picked up since September 11th. And outside of Dallas, Texas, a Palestinian man was arrested. His name had turned up in an address book belonging to a former personal secretary of Osama bin Laden. On the other hand, two Pakistani nationals who had been detained while boarding an American Airlines flight in Austin last night were released. They had been boarding the plane that was delayed. They took them off the plane and they had been held for questioning. The FBI hasn't had any official comment on that, but an airport spokeswoman says they have been released. Evidently, their names were on a list that the FBI has of people they want to question in connection with the attacks. Beyond that, there's a large chunk of the plane that's been found. About a 10-foot section of fuselage has been recovered from the ruins of the World Trade Center. That has now been taken by crime scene investigators for examination, and they hope, obviously, that it'll yield some clues.
NPR's Peter Kenyon.